G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 16. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, I've written in the Best Bets and Racing.com and Winning Post this week that it's all about the mares. We've got races named after some great modern mares in Maccabi Diva and Let's Elope at Flemington, as well as Captain Teebs, who wasn't bad either, but it was from a bit longer ago. And of course in Sydney, the reappearance of Winx. And very, very interesting to see how the betting goes with Winx and how Winx runs again. For some reason, I had SEN on when Winx ran last time, and when they flashed back to Dr. Turf, he was not convinced by the run at all. Chris Waller is still very bullish. Where do you sit, John?
Well, I think, Matt Stewart, I think, was another one who was raising queries about her form. I mean, she can't be going any quicker. I mean, some of the splits she's been running to win. So, yeah, I just don't know. I think she's still as good as ever. And, yeah, she may be better with a bit of give in the ground. But, you know, let's wait and see till we get a track with some more give in it. But she's just running outstanding splits on dry ground and she'll be winning again.
Carl, you're the king of laying. You're not laying Winx?
No, but if Tom Melbourne was in the race, I would have been very, very tempted to tip him to beat her. I just wasn't going to do it, even if I thought it, because I reckon I'd need to change my mailing address if I was going to do that. But in my mind, I think she's lost the air of invincibility. She's racing well, but they're really having a go at her. They're making a truly run race. She's coming out on top, but it makes you wonder, exerting all these energy early in the prep, if it's going to take its toll late. And then the other question is, if Hartnell was in these races, would he have tested her? Who knows? It's all hypothetical, but she'll win on the weekend.
Haven't they heard of the black caviar law? Now, we will get to Winx fairly shortly, but we've got a big card of Flemington to get through first, with 8 of the 9 races being black type events. So we'll take with him. Won't try not to dawdle, but we will take you right through the card pretty much at Flemington, starting with the aforementioned Captain Teebs Stakes. This is for 3-year-old fillies, a listed event, Joel, down the straight, 1,100 metres.
With number 1, Jorda, for the Godolphin team. She was very good first up in the San Domenico against the boys. Didn't have all favours, could have gone a closer to Pariah. Good return, should be hard to beat. From 13, I thought Moe Rose did a good job on debut at Bendigo, was big odds. Couple of subsequent winners out of that race, she might have a bit of upside about her. 3 plover set can improve, couple of gear changes, her 2 runs down the straight have been good, and 5 removes off that first up win at Moonee Valley. 1.13.35.
Miss Vixen on top for me, number 12. She won impressively at Sale, and then was, I thought, poorly ridden by the jockey last time at Sandown, got back, held up, should have won. Ben Mellon has his chance to redeem himself here on Miss Vixen from 1 Jorda, 3 plover set and 5 removes. Also worth noting about Miss Vixen, the mare, Kavinsky, was a listed winner over 1,100 at Flemington as a 3-year-old filly, so maybe she might emulate the dam.
Jorda for me as well as Joel, so to beat removes, plover set and Fox Swift, 1.5.3.9. Race 2 at Flemington on Saturday, pin and win plate. 4 3-year-olds of either gender over 1,400 metres, Joel.
Caulfield Guinea's favourite goes around Royal Symphony, number 1. He's very short, as you could imagine, and I've tipped him on top. Everything we saw of him in his first prep suggested he was above average. He should be pretty hard to beat, no doubt, with a bit of improvement left to come. 6 Lone Eagle can improve. Got back from the wide gate at Moonee Valley. Race didn't really pan out for him. Barrier 1, 1,400. That can be a different story. 4 Murahib didn't have a lot of luck, but ran well fresh in the McNeil. And 7 Toga Picta really caught the eye nicely late at Randwick, will improve as he gets over a bit further. 1.6.4.7.
Royal Symphony on top for me. He's not exactly push button. He takes a lot of riding, but once he gets wound up, he certainly hits the line. Going to be curious to see how he measures up, how he handles a big field scenario and if the race gets away from him. But I've got him ahead of 12 Ouyang Feng, who was scratched from behind the barriers, kind of missed that run and threw the preparation out of sync, went into that first up run. A bit underdone. This second up run might be a little bit fitter. I expect him to peak third up in the Caulfield Guineas Prelude. For third, I'm putting in Metzen, who's Mike Moroney's best 3-year-old. And for fourth, number 4, Murahib, who was quite unlucky last time.
Yeah, Murahib for me. Royal Symphony, just a bit short for me. $2, you know, coming off that, you know, winter form. He's really got to prove it come back in there. Well, just $2, too short for me in a 15 horse field. So I thought Murahib was the one, was the obvious one with one under the belt that could knock him off. Royal Symphony for second, Toga picked it for third, and Hume for fourth, 4-1-7-14. Race three at Flemington, the Sofitel, another listed event. This one 1400 again, but this one for the 4 years old and up, Joel.
Yes, playing around with the market fancies here. Four Chocolate Holic on top, looks ready to win. Good effort, three wide outside Grand Rosso. Loomed up to beat him. That horse fought back well, but did have the softer run. He just looks ready to win. Number four, Chocolate Holic from six, Snitson. Two runs back have been good. He's a Flemington 1400 metre winner, drawn well. 12 in for third, Mr. Sneaky. Really impressive first up at Caulfield. Beating the answer, my friend, and the answer, my friend, goes in for fourth. 4-6-12-14.
Ruddy Pole for me, number eight on top. His French form was excellent, 4 from 8. Last preparation was all about acclimatisation. His first up run, he was quite fizzy, and he ran accordingly. He went way too keen up on the pace. His next two runs were a lot more encouraging, culminating in a good Caulfield victory. I think first up 1400, two jump outs under his belt. He's going to run a really nice race first up from six, Snitson, who will appreciate getting out to Flemington. His last start run at Caulfield was excellent, sustaining a wide run from the 600. Third, number 13, Pure Pride, hopefully gets a run in the mare's race. I'll elaborate on that later. And then for fourth, number 12, Mr. Sneaky, who I think is under the odds, but going to get the run of the race.
I'm with Joel. Chocolate Holic 4 to beat 12, Mr. Sneaky 6, Snitz Sun, and 3, Mio Dio. Race 4 at Flemington on Saturday is a real cracker. Bobby Lewis quality, Group 2, 1200 metres. Sees the return of Red Kirk Warrior, who did what students of history would suggest could not be done, and that's win the Newmarket first up. And he tackles this first up with 57 kilos, Joel.
Yeah, well, as someone who was on him in the Newmarket, I think I'll just take my money and run to some degree. I won't be stepping into him as favourite here, but I have tipped him on top. He is a real talent. We saw the best of him that day in the Newmarket. Yes, the race, the pattern probably made to order with that light weight, but he is a very talented galloper, and I've put him on top from 4 Voodoo Lad. Same Newmarket, Quinella. He was excellent first up. Number 8, throwing in a bit of value for 3rd and 4th. 8, Savile Row, classy Kiwi. He'll be hitting the line hard. And 12, Land of Plenty. He's a good horse. He's only won one race. He was really good first up. It was a benchmark 78 with depth, and he ran some really good races last prep in good company. So he's out of the handicap a bit here, but he's worth including in your multiples. 3, 4, 8, 12.
Soci Bond on top for me. Flying this campaign, his first up run was really... excellent in restricted level, and he flew home behind Voodoo Lad out to the 1200 metres. Look for him surging late with no weight on his back. From the Quinella of Voodoo Lad and Red Kirk Warrior at that Newmarket, yet to be overly enamoured with Red Kirk Warrior or Voodoo Lad as opposed to some others, but I don't think they're invincible. And for fourth, I've put in number 8 Savile Row, who I suspect will be a little bit better over a touch further.
Race 5 at Flemington on Saturday, Dane Hill Stakes, Group 2 for 3-year-olds down the straight 1,200 metres. And, well, plenty of last start winners here, as well as the interesting Kiwi resuming in Summer Passage. Joel, which way did you go?
Yeah, I've gone his way. Really keen to see the return of him. He's been a class act from day one. Just a poor getaway cost him from winning on debut. He went his next two, including a Group 1, and love the way he measured up in Sydney. To the Aussie 2-year-olds, he is an Aussie bred, so no surprise. And I think he'll run really well here, even though it's looking like a bit of a hot race. Happy to take around $17 for him to beat 2. Jukebox, unbeaten, excellent return in the vein. He was pretty wound up, ready to go there. He'll be hard to beat again. 3 in for third, Azazel. Not dropping off him. I thought he was all right at Rooney Valley. I think he'll still improve as he gets over a bit further. And 6, Catchy, the pick of the fillies for mine. 1, 2, 3, 6.
With number 11, Booker, I don't like the race at all. I've got knocks on pretty much the whole field. Dane Hill usually, in my mind, is quite a strong race, but I'm not a fan of it this year. But I've got Booker on top. I thought her first up run was quite good from a wide barrier in the McNeil. Ahead of Catchy, you should get the lovely run, probably gets the run in the race and the last crack at them. For third, number 9, Esperance, who's a bit of a spruik horse. I don't really understand why. And for fourth, number 2, Jukebox, who has his fair share of injury issues, but is 3 from 3. And, he'll be thereabouts, I suppose.
Yeah, I've got the same four as Cal in a different order. 6, Catchy to beat 9, Esperance 2, Jukebox 11, Booker. Race 6 at Flemington is the Let's Elope Stakes. This is for 4 years old and up mares. The Group 2 over 1400, Joel.
I've gone with 7, Sort of Light, at a bit of value. I thought the first up run in the Cochrane was good. She was wide, no cover, and battled on well there, beaten just over a length behind Savannah and Moore. Step up in distance suit. Going to need a little bit of luck from that gate, but if she can get a bit of cover, I think she'll run really well. Number 7 from the class. Factor in number 1, I Am a Star, and 3, Oregon's Day. Those two mares will certainly be hard to beat, and I expect to see a flashing late run from number 4, Anna Royale. 7-1-3-4.
This race I'm with Pure Pride on top. I think that she certainly appreciates getting out to Flemington, and 1400 to a mile, that's where she races best. Her first up run was good when she was 3-4 back on the fence, and just went to the line relatively untested. So expecting her to be a big improver at 20-1 if she gets a run in the race. From 5, Jennifer Lynn, who she didn't go to the line with much room, first up at Caulfield in the Cochram. For 3rd, number 3, Oregon's Day, who's in form. I think she'll be even better at Mooney Valley in the Stock Stakes in a fortnight. And then for 4th, number 1, I'm a Star.
Yeah, I Am a Star for me. Made best of the day. Class act here. You know, 4 kilos off the bottom. Back to the mares. We'll win. From 11, Swampland, 10, Schism, and 7, Sword of Light. Main race of the day, a fairly cramped betting affair, is race 7, the PFD Food Services Maccabi Diva Stakes, 1600, Group 1, stand away for age.
Yeah, one Hartnell, he looked pretty good winning the Lawrence, certainly didn't look to be knocked around too much. He landed in the right spot, the way the race and the way the day panned out. Whether he gets in the right spot or not, I'm not sure it'll really matter. I think he'll be very hard to beat. Humidor ticking over beautifully, he'll improve even further at Flemington, 1600, and just watch for him to peak Caulfield Cup time. 3, Le Romain, I think we'll do better. 3rd up to the mile, drawn well, should get a lovely run, and 10, Inference, expecting him to improve off that first up run, chasing Winks. 1, 6, 3, 10.
Hartnell, remember, carried 61.3 kilos with Craig Williams carrying him.
Here's Tom's, the tools in the boot.
Yeah, and actually their form guide actually says 60 kilos, so it actually must have, you know, they must add an extra kilo overweight into the form guide and do that retrospectively. Hartnell on top for me for the reasons you outlined. Inference had a tough run first up, out to the mile. Given the time between runs, I expect him to improve. Tabago first up should do a nice race. And for 4th, number 6, Humidor, who should be getting back and finding the line. 1, 10, 4, and 6.
And race 8 at Flemington is the last of the black type. It's the Japan Racing Association Trophy. 2,500 metres and challenge for the punters. They've got six.
You just give this race a wide berth, sure.
I would. 6 Hickmott horses. Joel, how do you discover which one to back, or do you just go around them?
Well, is he going to run them all? I guess that's, we'll have to see race day. That's the plan, is it, to run all of them? Well, I've gone with 6 Hans Holbein. I think he will improve out to the 2,500. His two runs back around Mooney Valley have been good. I don't think that's his track. I thought his last 100 metres was pretty decent last week. So I'm just hoping it's his mini grand final. From 1 Al Mandan in the class, he was very good first up, and got to respect the cup winner, 5 Pakadali. Is he going to run, or is he going to Newcastle? He's in the Newcastle.
Not sure, yeah, he's favourite in the Newcastle
Cup, so that's one to watch, but he's in for 3rd. And 4, Aloft was good first up, in for 4. So I've got 3 of them in there. I think we know what 3 will finish in the other places.
Cup colours will be interesting as well. Certainly worth monitoring to know which one's which. Crocodile Rock for me, I've got him as the best bet of the day. I think his 2 runs this campaign have been adequate. He was out-sprinted first up, and then he was beaten by a race 5th horse last time on the soft track. 3rd up, 2,500, drops significantly in weight. K McAvoy aboard, that's a significant booking, and he's, I think, ready to go. So hopefully all those punters that got burnt on him last time just back something else, and then just his price balloons out to 465, 550, and I think he'll be winning. So got him ahead of 1 Al Mandan, the cup winner, 11 Super Haze, and 5 Pakadali. 11 Super Haze is probably a very good place bet. He was excellent at Mooney Valley last time.
Yes, I think, apart from the fact that we will back the wrong Hickmott horses, the other certainty is that the colours, the caps they wear will bear absolutely no resemblance to what we've got in Winning Post. We've given up, have we, Joel? We went white, navy, red, yellow, royal blue, and then we just said, no, red. We're just red again.
No, it's pink.
It is pink.
Magenta.
Yeah. So they are right in Winning Post.
Unfortunately, Best Bets, no.
Best Bets, no, but Winning Post, they are the six that we went with in the Melbourne Cup last year, and I believe that was correct, so hopefully.
Cool, that is hard to believe. Anyway, I've gone around them. I'm going Yogi. Yogi to win. That'll be easy. Yeah, I mean, couldn't you go Richmond and just reverse the colours? White with blue armbands? You know, just for one.
That's interesting.
I've gone Yogi, to beat Pakadali. I haven't got him in for second. Well, I probably will have by the time Pakadali runs in Newcastle. Four Aloft for third and one Almanin for fourth.
You've left that Crocodile Rock out of your fourth.
Yeah, I couldn't win a midweeker last time. That's the way they are.
They might be trying to win this race. That's the thing.
Yeah. We should say, listeners, we are not in any way implying that he's going to win the last one.
He might be fitter.
He's got the lightweight, as you said.
All right, race nine. We just betted. That was obviously we've done three legs of the quaddie. In fact, we've done the entire early quaddie and three legs of the main quaddie. So we may as well kick it home, Joel, with what do we need in the last leg of the quaddie?
Well, conveniently enough, best bet of the day, number seven, Hardham. He's a talented middle distance staying type. I think he's in for a good prep. He was really good first up without a lot of luck, and 1700 Flemington, ideal stepping stone for him. I think he'll be very hard to beat. From three, Emily Starr, she was my best bet 2 weeks ago, and she ran well. She was a bit of a drifter in the betting, but she got there for third, just up another 2 kilos here. It's just a slight knock. Six, Berisha. It's about this time last year where people were thinking about Caulfield Cups for him and expect him to maybe improve if he's going to sort of get anywhere this prep. I think he'll be flashing home here at 1700 third up, and 10, Cool Chap, for fourth. 7, 3, 6, 10.
Town of Grace for me, number 18. Had no luck last time. Had no luck first up as well. I think we'll be peaking next time out, but still might be able to win this race on the way through. From 7, Hardham. Great run first up. Suited by getting out to Flemington. Third, number 10, Cool Chap. Wide barrier is a bit of a turn-off. They're going to ride him cold from the barrier, and I just think he's going to get way too far back. And fourth, number 1, Amavasio, has got a touch of class, but has to contend with the big white.
Hardham for me, number 7 to beat, 18 Tiamo Grace, 17 Friends, and 10 Cool Chap. As Joel mentioned, his best was race 9, number 7, Hardham. Carl's best was race 8, number 13, Crocodile Rock. Playing with fire there, and they're up against each other for their value bets. Joel, race 6, number 7, Sword of Light. Carl, race 6, number 18, Pure Pride. Randwick, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Plenty of black type to get through there. Obviously, Colgate Optic White Stakes, the main race, not so much the main betting race. We start in race 3, though, with the Schweppes Heritage Stakes, a listed event over 1,100 for three-year-olds.
Yeah, tricky race to assess here with the three Godolphin runners. So I've gone with one single bullet. He looks to have come back in good order. His trials have been really good. Showed good promise. Sort of form tapered out there through the slipper size produce on those heavy tracks, but on the strength of his trials, I'll put him on top of 2 Viridine unbeaten. This is his toughest test to date, but he resumes from a good draw. 7 Marsupial, nice effort first up. And 3 Goodfella, first up from a spell, ran a good race in the Magic Millions. 1, 2, 7, 3.
Marsupial on top for me. Liked the form last campaign and returned in good order, running good late splits behind Tango Rain. So hope it can get the job done here from the unbeaten stablemate Viridine. Third, number 1, single bullet, has to carry a fair bit of weight, but its early 2-year-old form is decent. And for fourth, I've put in number 6, Mahat.
Race 4 at Randwick on Saturday, Bill Ritchie handicap, group 3, 1400.
7 coming through for me. He was very good first up, well ridden, dictated in front, and had a bit of a picnic, but got the job done with the 60.5. I don't think leading's necessarily his go. Down to the 53, he'll get his way into the Epsom here. He's on top from 3, Tom Melbourne, whose runs, obviously this prep, have been super. No luck at all either time. 5, Spectroscope in for 3rd, and 9, No Doubt for 4th.
Tom Melbourne on top for me. 2 runs this campaign, very good. Brave off a wide run last time. Looks suitable here to beat 5, Spectroscope. Really like this horse. The worry for mine is the dry track, and they might be running quick times, and again, he might just struggle to get into the race, but he's got plenty of class. For third, number 7, coming through, dictated terms and gave a strong kick to win last time, and for fourth, number 4, Burning Passion.
Race 5 at Randwick, McGrath Estate Agents Tea Rose Stakes for the three-year-old fillies over 1,400 metres, Joel.
Well, she's drawn a tricky gate again, Champagne Cuddles, but I think she's the one to beat out to the 1,400. Looks like she'll run that out nicely. Barrier beat her last time, may well do so again, but I'm with her. From one, Tulip, who was a good first up. She's got good two-year-old form lines, obviously. And a couple at odds. 5 Cellar Girls, a classy Queenslander, might be underrated. And 12 Smooth Landing. She's been crying out for a bit of a trip. Her two runs back, they've been in maidens, but they've been in decent maidens. And I think she'll give you a bit of a sight at massive odds. 2, 1, 5, 12.
She'll up on top for me. She's going to get the run of the race. First up, they went back from a slightly wide barrier in a small field, and she did a great job to finish second behind Ramuz. Rise to 1,400 looks suitable. Ahead of 8, I'm excited, who was quite good last time behind Tulip Stablemate Formality, who pinched it up on the pace, and I like the way I'm excited closed off. Champagne Cuddles similarly, again has to contend with a wide barrier, just worried with her about her ability to run out 1,400, not entirely convinced. And for fourth, number 9, Pandemonium, who's going to be a typical Waterhouse bot runner up on the pace and go 100 miles an hour and take plenty of catching. 1, 8, 2, and 9.
Race 6 at Randwick on Saturday, Colgate Optic White Stakes. 1,600, weight for age, worth $500,000 is a Group 1, and fairly, well, we should be winning, Joel.
Yes, we said that earlier in the show. So 7 on top from 9 Fox Play. She gave her a real fright in the Warwick, and I think she's the Quinella horse again. 8 Heavens Above, I thought was very good first up. She never missed the Quinella second up. She's possibly the roughie if you're looking for a place bet. And 5 McIntosh, drew wide first up, drawn much better. Should settle closer. 7, 9, 8, 5.
7 on top for me. Winks, from the two horses that have almost given her backers heart attacks her past two starts, that being 9 Fox Play and 3 Red Excitement. And for fourth, I've thrown in the 1 Happy Clapper, who'll be finding the line okay.
Race 7, Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts. 1,100 metres sees the return of Chautauqua and a few... Well, there's a few Everest candidates here, Joel.
Yeah, for sure. Nice race. I'm with number 1, Chautauqua. Read a story this week, someone suggesting he's not a first up horse. Well, I don't know where they get that stat from. 5 from 8, and he's a couple of defeats. Around Caulfield, around Moonee Valley, he's just, we know how good he is at Randwick, and I think he'll be finishing over the top of them. From 2, Red Zell, obviously going to give them plenty to chase. 3, Takedown. He's got a bit of a soft spot for him. Forget his last prep, they were on wet tracks. He might just take a run or two to find his best this prep. He's grown even more, unbelievably. But he'll run well in 5 English. Classy mare, obviously, goes super fresh. 1, 2, 3, 5.
Price discrepancy between Chautauqua, Red Zell and English is virtually non-existent. I was keen to back English, but at the price. And don't see the value, and therefore I'm defaulting to the best horse in the race, which is Chautauqua, who's finished ahead of English pretty much every time they've met. Look for him to be flying home over the top of English, who might slide forward from that wide barrier. Recent trials been excellent. 3rd number 2, Red Zell, he was great first up, controlled it with the big weight in the Concorde, he'll be thereabouts again. And 4th number 4, Fell Swoop, who's going well. But yeah, I don't think there's a lot of value to work with in this race.
Kingston Town Stakes is a race 8 over 2,000 metres at Group 3 level, Joel.
Yeah, well, disappointed about the price here, but I think a few of us are in the same boat. 11 Lifeless Ordinary made him the value of the day, and he's around $4, so no value, but I think he's the one to beat. Everything we've seen of him in Oz has been very good. Super first up, savaged the line late there off that moderate tempo behind coming through, and I thought he worked home really well in the Chelmsford. So keen that he'll be hard to beat, less keen at the $4. 6 Antonio Giuseppe looks ready third up. 7 Classic Uniform Hard Fit will go forward. And 2 Libran, I thought, did some nice work late there in the Chelmsford. His dry track form is good. We didn't see him on dry tracks in the autumn. 11, 6, 7, 2.
Yeah, I tend to agree, Joel, with the selection Lifeless Ordinary I've got it on top with. It'd be nice to get slightly better price, but then again, the opposition's pretty pathetic. From 6 Antonio Giuseppe, who looks for mine the only danger. 7 Classic Uniform, he's an honest on pacer. Maybe wants a bit of a wet track, which he's not going to get. And 4th and 3, Chocante, who... you know, stayed on well in the Chelmsford, but I don't think he'll be winning.
All right, as discussed, Lifeless Ordinary was the value selection, race 8, number 11, of both Carl and Joel. Might be reviewing that, given marked at $4.50, but that is the official value selection. Joel's best, race 4, number 7, coming through. Carl, talk us through your best, because it comes up in the last. Race 9, number 5, I thought so.
I thought so. Resumes from a spell. He held an entry for the shorts and also this last race. And David Fife has opted to go for the softer option, but believes he's got Group 1 potential. He's dual stakes placed, and he showed tremendous ability as a three-year-old, and his recent trials have been excellent. He'll be going very close to winning. I think the only danger is number 13, Rosa Carolina, and maybe to a lesser extent, number 2, Echo Effect, who's also been trolling well. But you can bomb out on the last, on I Thought So, unless the stewards want to then upheld a protest like they did last week.
And he returns a gelding.
Yes, yes.
All right, Morfordville, we're racing on the Parks track on Saturday. Carl, talk us through your best. Race 6, number 2, Silvera.
This horse had cardiac arrhythmia at his most recent start in the Port Adelaide Guineas. He will get over further later this campaign, but I still think he's good enough to win first up over the 1,400 metres in this sort of very moderate contest. Jamie Carr combined with Tony McFord win 3 races on Balaclava Cup Day, so the horse certainly won't be disadvantaged in that aspect. Value selection comes up in the last. That's race 8, number 9, Ashiro. This horse is fitter for 2 runs this campaign, again draws the inside barrier, and is aided by the 3-kilo claim for Anna Yusha. Like the run last time behind Certain L, that Victorian visitor, and expecting a peak performance here third up.
Carl mentioned cardiac arrhythmia there. Tony Nibania, we've all heard the saying, we've all heard the expression many, many times. If you wanted to know exactly what it is and what effect it has and what effect it might have on horses going forward, read Tony Nibane's snippets column on page 2 of Winning Post this week. Doomben is the venue for Queensland Metropolitan Racing on Saturday. Does get a rest after Saturday. We go to Ipswich next Saturday. For the time being, it's Doomben, Joel, and you've found for us race 5, number 10, High Lizzie.
Yeah, good odds. She's a maiden, so obviously this is a bit of a test taking on winners, but she came to town for a Saturday race as a 2-year-old and ran a really good race. They put her away. She's been beaten both times this prep, but they've been really good runs. She made up a stack of ground in the straight last start, looking for the extra distance, drawn well, lightweight. Happy to have a play on her, and my value is Punta Norte, race 8, number 4. Wasn't beaten far getting to the mile first time this prep. 2 runs back, and then last start made good steady ground into third. Drawn 1 can take advantage of that, and I think represents a bit of each way value. Matt McGillivray might be your jockey challenge man. I've tipped him to win 3, and I think 4 or 5 more placing. So if you can see any decent odds about him, maybe worth a few dollars.
All right, they are racing at Belmont on Saturday. There is no black type, but I can very quickly tell you that Greg Hooper's best is race four, number 3, Petrosity, and his value bet, race 6, number 3, On Trend. Joel, Ruakaka and Arapuni are the venues for New Zealand racing on Saturday.
Yes, Ruakaka have a good Group 3 race for the 3-year-olds. We see number 3, Aim Smart, is my top pick. He was the horse that beat Summer Passage on debut, so a decent form line for him. My best, though, is High Flyer, race 5, number 2. I think we'll see this bloke in Australia at some point. They've always thought about bringing him over. He really came of age last prep. He'll be a miler, ultimately. That's what his best form is over. But 1,200 fresh, I think he'll be too good. And my value is Mongolian Conqueror. Yeah, be interested to see where they have him in the market, whether he is value. But Opie Boson to ride for Ortridge Richards. His trials have been nice. In particular, his latest one behind Victoria Derby hopeful Weather With You. Awapuni is the other meeting. My best is Travi, My Friend, race 2, number 2. Went through the grades nicely last prep. Resumes off 2 excellent trials where he hasn't been asked for an effort. I think he'll be too good. And my value is Finn, race 8, number 1. Down in class on recent efforts. He was placed his first 2 this prep, and I just think that drop in grade can see him return to the winner's stall.
All right, we mentioned there were some big races at Newcastle on Friday earlier on, and we've got a very full and very comprehensive form guide for that in your Winning Post this week. Joel, you've done the form.
Very come prepared too.
Oh, all right.
At Newcastle today. Usually you throw these little curveball meetings at me, but yes, you said we've got 4 Group 3s. They are the quaddy legs, so we'll whiz through them. The Spring Stakes, race 5. I've got 3 runaway. I've made him my best. I can just see him going to the lead and making it a bit of a staying affair. He's going to improve as he gets over further. Clearly the hardest to beat is number 4, Mirave, the son of Frankel, who hit the line super in town last start. 5 and 9 next best. The Cameron handicap, I'm with 6 Kingsguard. He's doing a really good job this time in. I think he's opened up decent odds too. From 3 Spectroscope, 9 got unders at a price and 1 Sound Proposition. The Newcastle Gold Cup, we spoke earlier about Pakadali. He's favourite or equal favourite with Sayed. Sayed had no luck in the Wyong Cup last start. I've gone his way. Number 3 from 5 Broadside can improve second up to Pakadali. And 1 Destiny's Kiss in the Tibby for the Mares closes proceedings on with 2 Invincible Gem, Group 1 winner. Class Act, 6 Shazzy Lee can improve, 8 Sought After was good first up, and 16 Philosophy, a classy mare down towards the bottom of the weights, has had a bit of a freshen.
All right, that wraps up a massive weekend of racing around Australasia. That was quite a marathon performance. Of course, it doesn't stop on Saturday. We roll on into Sunday, and Winning Post, we've got the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, including full form for a massive meeting of Dubbo Cup Day, Showcase Day there, and a fairly big meeting at Geelong on that day too. So plenty of form for Sunday as well as Friday and Saturday. And plenty of good reading too. I mentioned Tony Kneebone's column. Shane Templeton talks about two of the forgotten horses of 40 years back in the Mackay Diva Stakes, or the Craigleys that then was. That's Ming Dynasty and Family of Man. Richo catches up with Neville Wilson. We've got Steve Pateman's column. Richo also gives us an entertaining potted history of games based on horse racing. So there is plenty to read for only $5 in your Winning Post, as well as your form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. And I'm back on a roll with Samovar last week. And you may recall that I think there was a period, I can't remember if it was autumn or last springtime, flies so fast, but I got about 7 in a row. So now could be the time to get on with race 6, number 1 at Flemington, I Am A Star. Joel?
I'll go Flemington as well, the last. Race 9, number 7, Hardham.
And I'll go race 6, number 2, Moorfield Park, Sulphira.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.